It is Sunday best. It's going to be a punchy one. I'm concerned for time for everybody. I've got Lola Katz Roberts and I've got Carl Kopak to talk massively about what is a stressful day for Liverpool supporters. Carl, I will start with you. Everyone's got one eye on transfers and we play last season's runners-up at Anfield in a massive game and we've got no subs and they've got subs. And yeah, on the whole, no one else can get 9 points. That's the other thing to say. No one else can get 9 points.
No, that's true. So home win, obviously, nice and easy home win, 2-0, one early, one late, dominating possession. No, it's, I'm worried about this because I like to go into a game with a little bit of certainty about what the score is going to be. And I don't know, cause I've got this, I'm just going to say it. I think they're better than us this season. They are. I mean, they go to Old Trafford. Yeah, I do. They go to Old Trafford. And much is made of United in the, because it's United's best game of the season. They lost, obviously. And they do well. They, you know, they ride the storm, so they're good at riding storms.
I agree with that.
The Leeds, which we're all on board with. There's no problem with that for me whatsoever. And in the two home games we've had, I've had 10 minutes of fury at Liverpool. And that's not a nice position to be in. I don't like being angry at Liverpool. And of course, that means absolutely nothing because it's Anfield and it's, you know, it's Arteta, and at some point he's going to lose his head. And Liverpool's best weapon is Arteta's mood, always, I think.
So why do you think, you've mentioned there a couple of game state things, but why else do you think they're better than us? Because I've been thinking about this and I don't think they are. I just think they're deeper.
That's a fair point.
Because, for instance, I think that they've got a shortage of great players. I think they've got an unbelievable number of very good ones.
Yeah,
and that's sort of where I've ended up when I'm thinking, because I'm still not convinced. For instance, I think he is great, and I like the personality, and I like the nature of the footballer, but I'm still not entirely on board with the idea that Declan Rice is a great player. If you see what I mean, like I can talk Declan Rice up a lot, but he doesn't sort of strike me as necessarily a footballer that I'll be extolling the virtues of in 10 years' time to anyone who'd listen. Just sort of know what I mean. I don't want to talk them down cheaply because I really respect a number of the footballers, but I don't think they've got a single player who effectively makes me think
elevating player.
Yes, like I'm a genuine great.
I was thinking last night. I was watching that game last night, and I was thinking, that's a pretty good forward line they've got for them at the moment. And I'd be furious if that was our forward line. And I think it's the same with Declan Rice in a way. If you're writing down your best 11s in Europe, you're in the 10th one before you even think about Declan Rice, I think.